Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jason Oxman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jason is a new friend. He's the CEO of Electronic Transactions Association, and he has an excellent experience and education resume to bring to our discussion today. He's a technology guru. He's also a policy expert. He's worked in both of those worlds, the marketplace and government. And he's here to talk to us about the concept of bitcoins. You've heard about the virtual currency, the digital currency, Bitcoin. And I'm sure you have. You've heard a little bit about it. We've talked to I've mentioned it on the show before, but we've never really gotten into it. And I've asked Jason to join us to really kind of explain all this to us so we know what it's all about. Jason Oxman, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks so much. It's a real pleasure and an honor to be here.
It's good to have you here. Okay. Tell us, if somebody walked up to you, if somebody got in an elevator with you and you were going up 10 floors straight up, and they were going to get off on the 10th floor, and they got on the elevator and said, Jason, tell me what Bitcoin is. I'm getting off in 10 floors. What would you say?
All right, here we go. Bitcoin is a peer-to-peer payment system. It's a digital currency. It's a open-source software form of currency, so anyone can use it. It is a peer-to-peer currency. What that means is it's a currency that two people use to exchange value. They can use it to exchange value directly or to purchase goods and services. It's been around since 2009, but it's really, of course, gaining popularity this year. And I think the most interesting thing about Bitcoin is a lot of people think it's a great way to exchange value, and probably just as many people think it's a terrible way to exchange value. About Bitcoin, it's here, and it's something that I think is worth talking about and worth knowing a little bit about.
So it's all right. So the other guy just had to get off the elevator, and I've gotten on at the 10th floor. So now we're talking about. I heard a little bit of what you said. So peer to peer obviously means that I have something that's of value, and you have something that's of value. And you want what I have, and I want to be paid for what you have, and peer-to-peer would mean that I'm willing to take from you a digital currency called Bitcoin in payment for my, you know, there's an old joke my dad told me a long time ago about this guy who said he had a $10,000 bird dog. And another guy said, well, how do you know your dog's worth $10,000? He said, because I traded two $5,000 beagles for it. You know? And so in terms of Bitcoin, when you think of the value of something, you know, there's a big debate about whether the dollar's worth a dollar, right? A dollar is not a silver certificate anymore. It's not gold based. All currency, even the sanctioned ones, even the authorized currencies, are still, the value is still in the eye of the beholder, isn't it?
Well, I think that's a great point, Jim. I mean, ever since President Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard, the dollar has, as you note, been backed by, well, nothing. It's backed by the full faith and credit of the
right.
United States.
Right.
But if you don't have any confidence in that, it's not worth anything. You and I, Jim, could decide together for the exchange of value that a seashell or a bead or a tulip or a rock is currency.
That's right.
And what the value of a peer-to-peer currency is. As long as the two people involved in the transaction agree that that currency has some value, then for us it has value,
right.
And we can use it. And that really is the whole notion.
I remember another story. In 2002, I guess it was, I was in Italy when the euro was just coming out, and the dollar was worth 95% of a euro. But when I walked into an Italian store, a small store, a shop, something, if I had a dollar that was only worth 95% of a euro, they would rather have the dollar than the euro that I also had. So at that moment, Italians thought a dollar at 95% on the exchange rate had as much value as 5% more, allegedly. So there's always that. But the difference is, Jason, is the dollars and the liras or the euros are allegedly backed, as you say, by the full faith and credit of a nation, Bitcoin backed by.
Well, that's a great point, Jim. Bitcoin is backed by the Bitcoin community. So I guess that raises the question, what is a Bitcoin? If I own a Bitcoin, what do I own? Well, really, all I own is a string of letters and numbers. Bitcoin is something called public key cryptography, which are simply pairs of cryptographic keys. They're essentially strings of code.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas when I own a dollar, I own a piece of paper,
right.
When I own a Bitcoin, I own a string of code. So the reason that string of code has value, again, as we were talking about before, back to your $10,000 dog analogy, the reason it has value is because someone else will accept that string of code, and the community will verify. You've heard of talk of Bitcoin miners.
Right.
That's how transactions are verified by these miners that keep this so-called block code.
Right.
That's all it is. It is a chain of code. So you're absolutely right. It does require some faith in the Bitcoin community that code has value.
So if I took from you right now, I'd have to believe that in the future, somebody else is going to value this digital currency at something. Maybe it'll be higher, maybe it'll be lower. But I've got to believe, I'm having faith that the digital peer model is going to have life and legs, right?
Well, that's exactly right. As soon as the community decides that something like Bitcoin has value, you can see the value of a Bitcoin rising and falling based on the community's sense of its value.
And think back to the old movies you've watched where people tried to give paper money in history, and people wouldn't take the paper money. They only wanted coin. Remember when they actually bite the coin to see what kind of metal was in it, you know? So, you know, currencies had controversy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.